I don't believe people are actually offended nowadays. I do believe people have reached a point of entitlement where they do feel like they can be a prosecutor.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Nectar University Podcast. I'm your host, Giuliano, a.k.a. Giuliano So Cute Low Key, a.k.a. Titty Suck Every Day, a.k.a. a.k.a. I Will Lick Your Asshole.
And that's now, a fact.
And this is my very talented, very, very impressive individual of a guest. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Nick. Nick Galarza. Woo! You don't have a button for fucking crowds and shit, dude? That would rip, dude, if you had like a studio audience thing.
Yeah, just do the introduction.
Fuck yeah, dude. Hi, what do you, like, I don't know. What do I introduce myself as?
Yeah, like you're just your name, swag out for a sec, say some shit, you know, match the tone of the song, if you will.
Oh, you want me to? No, yeah, put the fucking song back on. I'll match this energy. I didn't know. I thought this was your shit, dude. Which camera am I looking at here?
Hell yeah.
My name is Nick Galarza, but you could call me Nick. And that rhymes with, you know.
You know. That rhymes with
your slick. Favorite rapper could never
ever
see ever, me on ever, Smash ever. Bros, dude.
That's so funny. Holy shit. That actually just brought back a fucked off memory. I swear to God, Nick, I used to not like you, bro. Like off rip, like fuck upon yeah. meeting you. So funny. We'll get into that. But one time we're sitting there talking at a bar, me and my boy Jay, you've seen him on, you know, in all my videos. And we were talking shit to Nick, talking about, yo, I'll fucking whoop your ass at Super Smash. And Nick Galarza over here is like, yo, you guys are fucking children compared to me. We'll literally smear you dog shit on your face with this game.
Little commoners, yeah.
Dude, yeah, no. And believe me, like, I'm hot shit at Melee, and I'm hot shit at Smash 64.
Yeah, dude.
But, nah, the new one.
We get it. You were cool in 2003. Nice, dude.
No, that game still has tourneys going, but pretty much Nick pulled up. Let me just say
this. Still got tourneys, bro.
Still got tourneys, dog.
Dude, honestly, chill.
No, I kid you not. This fool pulls up with his posse, dog. Straight up, I answer the door. I'm like, hey, how's it going, dude? I try to go for the dap up. Doesn't even dap me up in my own fucking home. Just says, all right, boys, let's get straight to business. They bring their own controllers, lock them bitches in the Switch, pull up, and fucking shit on us, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Literally whooped our asses so hard. Literally knew all the little, you know.
Yeah, dude.
Every little thing that the pros do, he knew how to do it.
That's right.
Just absolutely dunked me hundreds of times, it felt like. Yeah. And I shit you not, it was such a hard ass whooping that I stopped playing for like 2 years, not even capping.
I love that I retired you. Yeah, man. I play Smash, dude. Imagine, what if, dude, we should have just started this whole thing as like, that's what I do for a living, bro. Yeah, that's why I'm here.
You're just like,
you guys don't know what's up, dude. See me with Pac-Man, dude. Seriously, though, see me with
Pac-Man.
Well, yeah, I fell off of Pac-Man, dude. I've been...
You're probably like... I remember you being nasty with Snake.
Yeah, dude.
Nasty still. With Wolf.
Still, dude.
Oh, and...
Nice.
I heard... what's his name? Dude from Minecraft.
Steve.
Steve is like...
Dude,
literally
cracked.
Banned. Like, he's cracked. Yeah. Like, you can't play him in competition because he's cracked.
Yeah, dude.
He's that cracked.
Yeah, he definitely... I'll put it to you this way. I don't know how to play with him, right, at mm-hmm. all. I elited him.
Jesus.
So for the people who get pussy, what that means is I played with this character through the ranks to the point where I then got to a point where I was considered one of the best people playing the game with a character I don't know how to play with. Because that's how I roll. Dude, I feel like this is a shitty way of introducing me because now I feel... like a fucking dork.
You are, to a degree.
I am, dude. I super am. And fucking Zen, dude.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Zen is hilarious. Anyways, that was the introduction.
Nice, dude. Sick. Look at my dude. Like, why is my head kind of like a cock?
Oh, no.
Let's kind of get that
you're
in
a big old dick hand.
Oh, word up, dude. I'm kind of mad, which is... That's cool.
Yeah, it was just a quick little sketch up.
I like that. Yeah. Thank you.
It's you and I holding hands.
Yeah, dude. That's cute. That's on brand for you.
What is it like to be the bald Matt Rife?
Dude, it's crazy because I wish I was the bald Matt Rife. That would be... Dude, I have a funny Matt Rife story.
Oh, let me hear it. That was Sid's question, by the way. Yes.
That was your question? Yeah, that was your question. The bald Matt Rife is... I'll fucking take it, dude. He's... Dude, he's so good looking. You could shave him bald and it'd be like, whatever. Right. I'm still shoving him up my ass.
Yeah. I'm still looking every inch of that guy.
No, dude, he's... that was the most sus thing I've ever said in my life. Shout out Matt Rife, dude.
Yeah.
I have a funny Matt Rife story. Dude, at one point, we had the same agent, which is... You know how this stupid town works. And we got sent... I got sent to an audition. I get there, and it's like no one's there. And I'm just like looking around. And it is a place where you audition. There's like chairs and stuff set up. I'm like, dude, there's no way I'm like the only person on. Here I am thinking like, dude, I think they only want to see me, which is sick. And then Matt Rife walks in like a fucking Pegasus, dude. And I'm like, oh... Fuck.
Yeah, got it.
Because if we're, first of all, two things. If we're auditioning up against each other, sick, dude. Because someone was like, these guys are what I'm envisioning. They're the same type. That's what I'm thinking, right? Like, he comes in and he's equally confused, and we're kind of standing around and we start to both kind of have the same idea, which is, it's me or you. You know, it's me or you. And here I am thinking, like, dude. This guy pulls his dick out. It's a wrap, you know.
Yeah, like, I'm like, yeah. Just shows.
I was
one
like, so
ball.
I gotta try to, like, dude, stay in the zone. So we realize no one's coming out for us, dude. Mm-hmm. We're just sitting around, and then I think I get a text message, or he did, or somebody, and we both realize our agent, who I won't name, what a strange guy he was. Our agent sent us to the wrong place. We just got the wrong address. So we're now 45 minutes past the time we're supposed to be doing this thing. And I'm like, damn. And he's just like, you know, and I don't drive. So I Ubered there, and it was all the way, like, dude, like all the way Santa Monica Boulevard, somewhere far. I live in the valley, whatever. So I'm like, dude, no way am I going to have to go. So he's just like, hey, man, did they send you here incorrectly too? I'm like, yeah, for sure. And he's like, let me give you a ride. And dude,
no fucking way. Did you know who he was, or did he have all the hype?
No, so
behind his
this was
this
before
time?
The TikTok hype.
Okay, bet.
So, yo, this is before he popped off on the internet. I just knew him because as a stand-up comic, you hear about young stand-up comics, and I heard about him through like Wild and Out and other things. And I was like, oh, there's this guy out there who's kind of doing his thing. And he was just like, get in. And dude, first of all, didn't
wait, like,
show
exactly
me what,
like that.
Yeah,
hey.
Dude, you know, in his way, he's just get in. And I'm like, look, bro, he didn't even tell me what car it was, and I just got in, dude. I was like, whatever you tell, dude. I'll get on a magic carpet with him.
Yeah, that's
so facts. We go outside. We go in his. I think it was a Jeep, which I'm like, he's fucking,
fuck
bro. He's
yeah, no, yeah, you
he's
fuck,
fucking,
bro.
Dude. I'm in this Jeep, and there's like, you know, it's one of those like. Wanderlust fucking Jeeps. Dude.
Yeah, I know.
There's like
fuck
three
it.
White bitches. Yeah, exactly, dude. Yeah,
young
it's
forever
like a
type Sun
ad, bro. I know, just three it. Sandy white bitches in the back, just like in slow motion, permo fucking slow bitch. And he's just like
smells like Abercrombie in there.
Yeah,
like,
dude. I bet he's the only person who rides a Jeep with that shit all the way back, bro. I bet fool is like whipping the Jeep. And I'm like, first of all, he was just so nice. And he was, you know, I'm like, dude, yeah. So I get in the car. We're making small talk. We're talking about stand-up. And it's so funny, dude. I never told this story before. But we're talking about stand-up. And this was like, I want to say, this was, I don't know when. I want to say this was before the pandemic. I don't know what the situation was. But, dude,
he's so nice. Mm-hmm. Let that go on the record. Such a nice dude.
No, bro. He strikes me as a very sweet
people need
dude.
To leave him alone.
Yeah, bro. Facts.
Yo, we're shooting this shit about stand-up comedy, and he's like, yeah, dude, take down my number. And
do you have his number right now?
I super do. Dude.
Should we call him, kid?
No,
down
fuck
to call
no,
him?
Dude.
Fuck!
I'm sure now it's not his number, but I'm just like, dude, he gave me his number. Here I am looking at all these like LA bitches. I'm like, y'all don't know nothing. Yeah, you guys make me sick.
Yeah, y'all be gone. Swine.
You know nothing about game. Shoo. Dude.
Scram.
And I just remember thinking, like, man, what a good dude. Then fast forward, he blows the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Cause you know, hell yeah, good.
Yeah.
Like TikTok did something right.
Mm-hmm. Come on, bro. All right, god damn it.
No, but he blows up, and it's really cool because in a weird way, he also represents kind of like stand-up comedy is a blowing up thing on TikTok. I'm like, all right, it's cool that TikTok acknowledges the stand-up world. That's cool. I'm glad this worked. Mm-hmm. These two things met, and something cool came out of it. And I just always think, and dude, and I almost had the gall to be like, dude, I'm just going to call him one day and be like, dude, I need you to do a show.
Why the fuck don't you?
What if I just send a text message and be like, hey, bro.
Dude,
I need
it
you.
Never hurts. You miss every shot you don't take. You
know? I know. I never texted him. I never followed up
fucking
with him.
Send it.
Which was so dumb.
You don't strike me as someone who would tiptoe around that either. I feel like you'd just be like, fuck it. Why not?
Yeah, I would. But you know what it was? Is at the time, it had to have been during the pandemic. Because I remember him telling me, like, he was kind of telling me about, like, some of those, like, outdoorsy kind of bullshit pandemic comedy shows. Mm-hmm. And I was not in that headspace, dude. I was like, I'm not about to be on the back of a pickup truck. Talking shit about white bitches or something. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, I can't, you know, it just, my head was so somewhere else. I was making music and doing other things. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know. And, you know, you also don't want to just be like, there's always that thing of like, people give you their number, but they're like, I don't know. I didn't want to be heartbroken.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I'm just going to leave him alone, man. He doesn't need me plaguing his life with dirty jokes.
Well, I challenge you to just, I mean, who knows? It might be a different number now, but I challenge you to just, if you ever have any sort of opportunity to say, hey, maybe Matt Rife would join.
Maybe,
and,
dude.
You know, and say
I'm
yes
hit him up.
To this thing.
When the right time, I'm just going to send him a little cutie pic.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be, dude, I'm the bald you.
I'm the bald you?
You're not fucking ready for this, dude. I'm like you if you were Heisenberg. Welcome to hell, Matt.
All right, well, Nick, you do fucking everything, and that's one thing I wanted to really get the people to know about this man. He's a very, very impressive individual. He's very good at actualizing his creative ideas, and, I mean, everyone who knows him always has just you're an impressive fucking specimen.
Thanks,
you know,
dude.
You got a crazy brain in there. You've done everything from acting to stand-up, music, script writing,
yeah.
You know, spoken word, battle rapping, producing, all of it. So, it's very impressive. What the fucking no!
Dude, if I had more room, I'd have fucking hit that shit harder, dude. This pussy thing is in the way, dude.
Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Hey. We're fucking late.
Dude, you're not ready for
hey,
me,
bro.
Though.
You were scared of getting canceled. That fucking did it right there.
Dude, my ankles are kind of out. Get all these bitches
got
turned
up. The Ronald McDonald's.
Straight up, bro. Straight up.
But what do you enjoy doing the most out of those things? Like, what do you see yourself doing?
You know what's crazy is
what's
actually
the end goal with
Kelsey,
all this?
My lovely girlfriend, pain in the ass. Asked me this today.
Painted the ass?
We're moving in, so she's been a pain in the ass. But,
oh, pain in the ass. I think she said she painted the ass. Sorry, my bad.
No, dude, she's a pain in my ass. Man. No. No, dude, she actually asked me this today. She was like, what do you think makes you the happiest of, like, the stuff you do? And I gave her, like, a stupid answer. I was like, I really love comic books. And she's like, no, dickhead. Like, what do you, you know, what makes you happy? Weirdly, dude, and I don't know if this is, like, like, stand-up comedy doesn't give me the thing it used to give me, which is
that's
sad.
Crazy, because you're fucking fantastic at
Thank
it.
You.
Actually,
thank you.
I want to show you these clips that are on his Instagram right now. We're going to watch these, And just to get you some perspective on how fire this guy is. This is like my first impression.
So we sit down, front row, swear to God. She gets on stage and she's just so bomb, dude. She takes off her top, boom, real seductively. Just fucking, it was gone. It just evaporated into nothing. Just, she fucking opens one leg, opens the other leg, squats the fuck down, totally spread eagle. And what do I see between her legs? Guess. Balls? I wish. It was a fucking tampon string. I was like, what? This bitch came over here looking like a fine ass yo-yo. I'm over here looking at her like I'm literally about to fuck around and pull on that shit. Talk about some, there's a snake in my boot.
What a genius, bravo.
Oh man. No, those are fucking solid jokes. You know, you're talking about, there's a snake in my boat. It's crazy punchline.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I wrote that.
Yeah, that was solid.
Woody, what a pussy. He's a doll.
I'm a toy.
That's crazy. So you don't, that doesn't really tickle your fancy the way it used to.
It's weird, dude. Well, I started my creative, you know, I started as an actor and a stand-up comic, and I came out here doing the whole jig of like, I'm gonna be an actor and I'm gonna do some stuff, and then on the side I'm gonna be doing stand-up comedy. And comedy went well fast, like it picked up momentum really fast out here for me, mostly because I was young. So like, just seeing a fiery young dude, whether I'm hilarious or not, you know, I think that energy, people were like, oh, this is cool,
dude. Yeah, the
we're
energy seeing, on the
like,
stage,
yeah, I was like 18 years nice old, bro, just like sending it, you know. Yeah. And I'm doing like 35 minutes on stage, and it was cool. It was a fun time. But then I transitioned. You know, you're writing jokes. I have a good idea. I have a good observation about life. I see something that's cool. Or I have, like, a real thought. And I had to consolidate it to a punchline. And that started to change. Like, when I was around 20 years old, I started to realize, I was like, it's kind of a problem where if I do want to talk about something, I can only do it if there's a punchline, which then trivializes the nature of, you know, if I'm making an observation about bathroom stalls, I can just make jokes about that, dude. But if I'm trying to talk about, what did Jaden Smith say? The socioeconomic state of the world or whatever he said, what dude. Like, if I'm trying to really just talk about something important, you know, or something that maybe bothers me more so than it intrigues me, I started to feel weird slapping a punchline on everything. So the spoken word thing, getting into spoken word poetry, was like my way of like creatively discussing something in a performative way without the expected, like, okay, they have to laugh. The expected
release of a punchline.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, and I had written, I've been writing poetry since I was 14 years old, but I kind of always kept that, like, I was private about it. Well, because it's...
No, I be writing poetry sometimes, too, and I ain't showing any of you.
Yeah, and it's not really... But that's... It's personal, you know? It is personal. And I was writing poetry, but I was so reputably the funny guy. Like, my family and, you know, class clown and your friends. And it's just like, okay, you're going to move to L.A., you're going to be a comedian. But I started to have issues with the categorization of the funny guy, because I also started to notice the more successful I was as a comic... The harder it was for people to take me seriously in other words. And so the poetry thing gave me an avenue to kind of talk about things in just a much more interesting...
Yeah, it just felt like it had a little more depth to it.
Yeah, dude. And so that turned into... That went down a real crazy rabbit hole, because that went into making hip-hop music, alternative hip-hop music. Mm-hmm. That got me into the battle rap world, which was a whole crazy side quest. And... The music crazy. Thing, yeah, it very accidentally happened. And so then what happens is I then spend, 6 years making music, spoken word, battling people, making music videos and building into that world. The problem becomes, after I've discussed all these topics in this way, how do I go back to dick jokes?
Yeah, facts.
Because I love making fun of myself. I love making fun of people. I love roasting people. I've roasted every kind of person in the planet. But you think, like, it's gotten to a point where you've become reputably poetic. So the problem is, for someone who is reputably poetic,
for you to then take a quick left turn and be like, here's dick jokes, does that then undo the progress I made in this lane? So I had contrasting issues here, because as a comic, I've roasted people. I've said so many inappropriate, crazy, ridiculous shit, dude. And then as a poet, I've said so many things that have made people so happy and so inspired and so sad, and people were like, wow, this is so beautiful. And then I have something so ridiculous. Heinous. Right.
On the contrary.
It just got to a point where these two things were clashing. So I was like, oh, I don't know what to do, because I love these worlds, but I do love using my words. Like, if words is my thing, bro, like, I like knowing that I can use them for something real, real powerful, as opposed to, like, it is, there's something to be said about a comedian who's able to pick the right words and create amazing laughter and clever observations. But, bro, the problem with a lot of comedians is they only double down as comics because that's their only outlet. Like, yeah, there's not a... If a lot of comedians had the... That's why so many comedians become good-ass dramatic actors. When they're finally given the opportunity to be something other than funny, they usually have a great... Like, yeah, I'd love to see Matt Wright do something. I would love to see him do something serious. Like, I want to see him in a serious role, because I think he's cool, and he has that young kind of vibe, which is cool, because there's not, like, a lot of young comics, like, really killing it.
Well, stop talking about Matt Wright.
Like, I feel like, to be a good stand-up comedian, you have to be very observational, and you have to, like, kind of just pay attention to the little things, which often can mean someone who just takes in more. And I think, you know, like, there's a whole... stereotypical thing where there's, like, the quote-unquote depressed comic.
Oh.
But I think that's because they take in so much, and that's why they might be able to portray drama so well, because they're feeling so much and are able to make it funny.
Well, unpopular opinion, dude. I've been doing stand-up comedy since I was 17 years old. I'm 30 years old now. The whole depressed comic thing pisses me off. And I know comics are always like, bro, it's like, this is like my therapy. No, dude. People paid $25 and a two-item minimum not to see you talk about your daddy issues. If you can make it funny, then do it. But yeah, don't go out there with the woe is me bullshit.
Oh, pussy shit. I mean, don't talk about that shit on stage.
People, like, I've invited people to shows that I'm performing at, and they're very excited to be there. Sometimes it's their first comedy show, and they're sitting there waiting for me to go up, and then there's some asshole sitting there like, my wife divorced me and I tried to kill myself. And it's like, look, bro. Like,
okay.
Like, bro, get you a pen pal, bro. Because, like, the problem is, like, and I get it, on stage you should be able to tell your personal stories, you should be able to, but you gotta remember to be funny. Like, you could talk, in my opinion, you could talk about anything, nothing's off limits, but you have to be funny. If you're gonna be offensive, that's okay. If you're gonna be 10% offensive, you have to be 30% funny.
Oh, 100%. And that's another thing that I also, like, even what this discuss with you, is, like, obviously we live in a society where, like, a lot of people will take, you know, just a lot of things a little too serious and a little too hard. And one thing I really want, you know, you to discuss on, and I want, like, the viewers to know, is that comedy is, like, a place where you can take the seriousness away from life and have a laugh together. You know, I think it's, like, the utmost inclusive thing, if you ask me, because there's no one who is off limits. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'll roast the black guy in the corner just as hard as I will the cripple over there.
You know, and I grew up in a, like, I grew up in a world where everybody roasted each other. Like me, I roast the shit out of my friends. I'm non-discriminatory, bro. I've roasted every flavor of human being this world has shat out. And I roast myself. I keep it fair. Like, I roast myself, dude. I'm not out here cool as fuck. Like, I'm going to put myself under there, too. But because my thing is this, dude. People aren't offended. So here's the big hot. This is the clip of this, by the way. People aren't offended. We do not live in a sensitive time. Like, you can't sit here and tell me, like, dude, times have changed. People are so sensitive nowadays. That's such a misunderstanding of reality. People aren't sensitive. We're more barbaric than we've ever been. We've become more binary about nonsense than we've ever been, and we've become non-binary about so many other topics. It's kind of interesting that we can explore something like, oh, spectrums and non-binary, and things aren't just always black and white, and that's cool. I'm cool with that discussion. I like that. That's interesting. That's new. But it's funny how we could take something...
we can have these really interesting conversations about gender and how gender is non-binary, and that's cool, but we are still so binary in our voting, which is a made-up thing. Yeah, a government we designed out of our own imagination. We are like, no, 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 it's black or white.
Yeah.
It's one or the other. It's like...
Insane.
Dog, it's really not one or the other. Mm-hmm. And so, not to get all political and all that nonsense, but I take it back and I think about, people are always saying like, damn, people are so sensitive these days. Mm-hmm. What is sensitive? Like, bro, you can't tell me that people are out here actually offended by shit. They're not offended.
I mean, well, I'll tell you this. Like, I've just seen a lot of people who will go out of their way to try and cancel or ruin someone's career.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, over something that they said maybe even years ago.
Yeah.
And that to me is like, you know, why the fuck are you even spending your time doing that?
Yeah, well, it's because, dude, it's so weird how we'll take... What's the metric of evaluating something's cancelability, right? It's like, we'll go and we'll see YouTube comments. Like, okay, the new Superman's going to be played by a black actor, right? So that's the headline, right? So then a billion comments just trolling him and making fun of him and making him racist, all these crazy comments. Mm-hmm. Those are the same people that we listen to when we are like, oh, I guess we should... Like, bro, before I get off the rails, when Sonic the Hedgehog came out...
Mm-hmm.
And they announced the trailer. And people were like, oh shit, a Sonic the Hedgehog movie. And then the trailer came out and Sonic looked so fucking dumb.
Gross, bro. I remember that.
He looked horrendous, bro. He looked like fucking ChatGPT shit itself, dude. And you know what happened was, the movie's done. The movie's in post-production. And you know what? The internet was like, hey, no, fuck that, dude. Change Sonic.
Yeah, I remember that.
And bro, they did. And
that's I respect the fuck out of
I
that,
do,
by the way.
I do respect that, but guess what? That's a slippery-ass slope. Mm-hmm. Because once the people found out that if you rally enough, you can affect the thing.
Yeah.
You know, audience and stage is two different things.
100%.
People need to know their place.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone on stage used to be an audience member, but they made a decision in their head to push their lifestyle to a way and be susceptible to scrutiny and glory. That's what it takes to be on stage. But when the audience gets to dictate what's on stage, we fall into a real scary place, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Rubin said it. He said the audience should come last for a creator. But that's not the case anymore. Mm-hmm. Because the audience bullied an entire production company into changing. And granted, it was for the better, and shout out Sonic, those movies are sick. But it's like, that's a slippery slope, dude. Because now if there's a bad casting choice where, you know, maybe somebody's like, oh, people can what?
Bully their way into changing a decision that was already supposed to be.
And it's like, okay, are we going to dignify a bunch of anonymous users on Instagram and use that as a metric of it changing real life things? The same people who will troll and make racist comments at the black Superman. Mm-hmm. Those are the same people we'll give dignity to. Mm-hmm. Like, we got to be real careful about, like, comments on Instagram are not a census.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, what's that, what's when you're fucking a petition?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a fucking petition.
Yeah, no, it never is.
Hey, oh, can I get 15,000 signatures and we'll get the killer whales to do a tap dance number at the Oscars? It's like, get the fuck out of here, dude. We cannot take anonymous bots and nonsense people who are sitting there behind their fucking eating Doritos off their tits. We can't get those people to be the guys who are changing shit in the fucking world. So, I don't believe, back to my point, I don't believe people are actually offended nowadays. I do believe people have reached a point of entitlement where they do feel like they can be a prosecutor. Mm-hmm. They can be the judge now, the judge, jury, and the executioner.
Mm-hmm.
Because cancel culture is a crazy thing because, you know, I get if a celebrity does something really heinous and people are like, hey, dude, we don't want this guy playing Superman because he's a psycho. And it's like, whatever, dude. It's appeal is a big part of the job. But what about people who are accused of something? They get fired, right? And then what about when they are acquitted?
Oh, a prime example of that is, what's his name from Rick and Morty? What's his name? God damn.
I don't know his name, but I know who you're talking about.
Justin Roiland.
Yeah.
Justin Roiland was pretty much ripped from a show where he played Rick and Morty. He does both of those voices and is one of the primary writers. It's so sickening to me that he can be ripped from his own idea because of something that he was accused of. You know, what happened to innocent before proven guilty?
Yeah, yeah.
Because now that he's proven to be not guilty. He is now asked out of his own idea.
Yeah.
You know, it's insane. It's fucked up. And I actually
I don't know enough about that case. I knew I did hear about that cancellation. I don't know enough about him, or was he acquitted? How did that work out?
He went to court and he was proven non guilty. And I mean, still, it's just like now Rick and Morty is no longer the same because it doesn't have his creative input.
Right. And the court of public opinion holds more weight than the Supreme Court. And that's easily a scary fucking thing, dude. That's a slippery slope because we have not become morally sound.
Mm-mm. In our new... we're any better.
Yeah, dude, we're not fucking slaying it as nice people. No, just dog, because we've
IG
got...
IG comments is a very big telltale.
Yeah,
on that,
dude,
dog.
Go on any comment section of anything and you'll find out we all still suck.
We're all so, like, fucking worse.
When the like this whole idea of like, no, bro, our voice fucking matters, dude. No, the fuck it doesn't, dude.
Oh, it's insane. Like, especially like Twitter too. Like,
oh, you know, I like, gave
dude,
up on Twitter.
They are fucking disgusting, dude. They're like they're. It's the most. Like, I just feel like everyone on that, as much as they want to be a social justice warrior, they are also equally a bully. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll see someone like, you know, riff about how hurt they were that so-and-so said this, and then if you look, like, scroll to the same person's page, they're bullying someone about their fucking eyebrows.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, whatever.
Yeah, people try to, you know, I just think that, like, we've become very entitled as a country, and it's because we're so free. And that's a hard pill for a lot of people to swallow, is that freedom,
100%.
Freedom's a responsibility. Freedom requires upkeep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're this free, it does something to you. There's an entitlement. There's a, well, fucking, why can't I fucking just say it? Dude, well, who's going to stop me? And it's like this mm-hmm. weird, like, I don't know.
I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here real quick. And
when I'm fighting or spitting, my discipline is unforgiving. No.
Freestyle.
Freestyle?
Hit it.
Dude, I'm not, but yeah.
Hey.
All right. Check Hold it up. Out. Check Julie. It out. Giuliano.
Hey.
Curly hey. Hair.
That's facts.
You hey. Look like a little bear.
Little bear.
Hey. Hey. Suck a dick.
Never.
My name's Nick. Whatever, dude. Wait, hold on.
Okay,
let me keep going, bro. What do you mean?
Well, I thought you said hold on. Like,
oh, no.
Shit.
I mean, like, give me
okay,
like
okay,
a
okay,
let
okay,
me
okay,
fucking.
Bad.
Wait, do you have any other beats?
Nah, this is the one you gotta rock with. This is what we got.
Let me hear it again, dude.
Yeah. Hey.
Big girls need love too. Big girls need love too. Big girls need love too. Big girl needs love. Ah, chew. Hey, look at you. Hey,
yeah.
Jew.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hello.
Dude, okay. I want to be
your word is checker.
My word is checker.
Checker. Hey. 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 The word is checker.
The word is checker.
Dick is kind of hard as peckered. Hey, hey, yeah, hot like some pepper. I said, salt me and some pepper.
Yo, hey, can I just be the fucking?
I'm a young poppy flexer.
Ooh,
yeah, Papiano stay flexing. I said, yeah, my penis is currently flaccid. I said, hey, yeah, he's hitting with the ad-libs. Yeah, ad-libs. You know I'ma hit you with some magic.
Penis.
Yeah. I just found out I'm a faggot.
Oh, dude. Whoa, sorry. Let's break
okay,
that
yeah,
down.
Okay.
Let's
I'm just kidding.
Stop the beat. Stop
okay,
the
my
beat.
My bad.
Sway in the morning. So you just found that about yourself?
No.
Okay, so tell me more about that.
No. It was a joke. It was a joke.
You're gay now.
No, I'm not. Stop.
Dude, shout out all my people out there who are coming out watching this.
Shout out to the people who are coming out. Yeah, you're kind of like a professional bully, and you talk a lot of shit.
Yeah, dude.
So for someone who talks a lot of shit, it's pretty funny because you once got bullied, too, by a kid in your art class, and you shoved his face in a trash can. Tell us about that.
You know, did I tell you this story?
No.
How did you know this?
I know things.
Where did you hear this?
Just tell the story.
Dude, second grade, Philadelphia, me and this kid named Miguel took this one kid who was very, very, very severely fucking ugly. And we decided he needed to stop cutting us in line because, you know, you got to file mm-hmm. into a line before you leave.
I scrapped the kid who kept cutting in line. Believe me, I ain't fuck with that shit, bro.
Yeah, well, I was about I was a very little guy, so I needed Miguel's help. So me and Miguel decided, you know what, dude, this guy's been cutting us. We grabbed him, we lifted him, and we dunked him in the trash can. And then he died.
Wait, like from being dunked or just like later, dude?
Dude, and the only thing that emerged from the can was this. That was him like waving the flag. Yeah, man. That's a weird question you just asked me, dude.
That's a crazy, crazy question. So, tell us about the time that you rejected a trophy at the end of your Little League season. Did you feel like you didn't deserve it?
How do you fucking know these questions, dude?
Dude, this is nuts.
So, dude, one time I was so dog shit at sports. I still am. Dude, I'm a fucking idiot. All right, so I was noble, though, bro. When I was a little kid, I was in like basketball at the JCC, the Jewish Community Center, bro, in fucking South Florida.
Yeah.
And I was playing basketball and I was so dog shit. And, you know, at the end of the season, they give out trophies to like the people who are the best. But then they gave out trophies to like all the kids, like a participation trophy. Mm-hmm. And so they were handing them out. And I was just like, I took mine and I threw a fit. I was like, Mom, this is bullshit, dude. And I was like, I don't want to. Like, bro, I was so lame, but very noble. Because I didn't think I deserved it. How the fuck do you know this?
I remember that one game where you literally finally got the ball and then fucking dribbled on the other side of the court and made a point for the other team.
How do you know this, dude? How do you know this? That's nuts. So the only goal I made the whole year, I got the ball, I went the opposite direction, and I laid that shit up in the opposing team's court. And you know what's crazy, too, is it was like, it was a co-ed league. I was getting crossed the fuck up by, like, this little white blonde girl, bro. And she stole my ankles on me, bro, in front of my mom, bro. I was like, I'm done with basketball. Hoop dreams over, son. I am not Leo in this. I will do the drugs, though. Fuck basketball, dude.
Yeah.
It's all about pickleball. Fucking lame.
It's crazy. So you never were good at sports.
Fuck no, dude. I skateboarded for a long time. I was good at that. I was nice.
I feel like fucked up people skateboard. Like, you got to have a weird, you know, sender, little nasty vibe to you to be a skateboarder.
Yeah, a lot of skaters are dickheads, dude. But you know what was so funny is there was, like, this bully in my middle school, and he would fuck with me and, like, just bother me all the time. And then one day as I was walking home, he was, like, skating past me, and he was, like, fucking with me. And so I just stopped. I threw my backpack on the ground. And I was like, bro, let's just fight, bro. You know, I'm a little dumb kid. Mm-hmm. I was like, let's just fight, bro. Like, you want to keep bullying me? Let's just fight. He was like, fuck that, bro. Let's skate. I was like,
that's fire.
Is this what it's like in a dance battle, dude? Yeah. When people are like, bro, you fucked my girl. And it's like, bitch, you're done for. And it's like, because I've seen grown men who are mad dance battle. No. I have. I swear to God on my life, dude. I saw two men get into an altercation where instead of fighting, they danced, bro.
I fuck with that.
I do too in like a West Side Story way. But dude, it's like I saw like two grown men. I was like, oh my God, they're about to fight. I'm like sitting here. I'm drunk. I'm like, dude, I got to stop this. And dude, he put his hand on me. He was like, dude, I got this. And I'm like, oh, he's going to fuck this guy up. And dude, he just. And you know what's even worse, dude? Shout out Crump Dancing.
Fucking love
dude.
That shit.
Oh, dude. And they crumped angrily. And dude, and then when it was over, because there was a victor, one of them was just a like, victor. Shit, he ain't never come around here no more. I was like, that's,
you just sound like the other guy hides his face. Like, at what point do you lose where you're like, all right,
dude, he sounded like the announcer in Mortal Kombat. He was like, you all never coming back. I was like, whoa, you sound like a strip club DJ. He's like, all right, you're good. I was like, holy fuck, dude. And he took his soul, too. He did that shit. And the guy, you know what's crazy is he did the soul, and the guy like obliged him. He was like, you got it.
You got it. I was like,
you guys are
fucking
30.
Asshole.
Yeah, like, you, dude, he just took my soul in front of my bitch. It's like, dude, you guys are 30. That's nuts because you're both 30. You're on a lease. Nuts. Dance battling. Why did we talk about dance battling? What were we talking about right before it?
I totally
Connor.
Forgot.
I don't know. I don't remember.
No, I totally forgot. Do you think the reason?
Oh, the trophy. Yeah,
trophy.
Oh, trophy.
Dude.
Yeah.
What was I?
dance battling.
A bully.
Oh, dude. So this kid, I was like, you know, I'm just going to fight this guy. I'm going to stand up for myself, and I'm standing up to a bully. And he was like, yeah, play me in skate. I was like, what, bro? And he was serious, dude. He just hit a tray flip in front of me. I was like, dude, there's no fucking way this is happening. And he was like, yeah. I was like, you could also just hit me, bro. Yeah, like,
beat my ass.
Dude, this is a lot of, we just got out. Dude, I just did 8 periods. I'm not skating you, you fucking. Dude, he had like no teeth. I was like, you're too young. That's a real story.
Yeah, that's some weird shit.
Challenge me to skate.
Do you think the reason you're so fucking weird and fucked up is because your uncle used to feed you pigeon heart soup?
Ah, oh, dude, my fucking brother told you this shit, dude. So, dude, check it out. My uncle, God bless him, was a man of the wood, except we lived in Philadelphia. So, no woods, no trees, no grass, no animals. And somehow, someway, my uncle managed to still be one with nature. And what that meant was he would hunt food with a slingshot.
No.
I swear to God.
That's fire.
And then, and yeah, and we, I've eaten, you know, pigeon before, which, like,
that's,
dude,
fucking,
maybe you could probably tell by my bird-like presence, but, dude, it's really done me well. I've got a canary yellow shirt on, hiding a featherless chest. Yeah, dude, you can't fuck with me naked, bro.
Do you remember that one time you were running away from your brother laughing and you slammed into a mailbox?
Damn, dude, what a piece of shit my brother is. Okay, so yeah, dude, my brother, who is a huge chode, he fucking was like smacking me around, so I smacked him real hard, and I knew I did it too hard, so I'm running, dude. I ran hard as fuck, chasing me around the house, and then I realized I, you know, there's only so many places I could go, so I ran out the front door. He was chasing me, and I was doing that like Ed, Edd n Eddy run where their fucking head is tucked back and they're just like, you know, and I'm just like running, dude, because I'm not even looking anymore, bro. And my brother's chasing me, and I look back, and I'm starting to dust his fucking goofy ass because he was a little bit like, you know, more portly.
Mm-hmm.
And so, dude,
portly.
Yeah, whatever, dude. It's okay.
Is that a fat joke? You calling me fat?
Yeah, whatever, dude. Finish the story.
I'm a fuck so, your dude, girl after this, dude.
So, dude, I'm running, and I've got my head tucked back, and I'm looking back at him. I'm like, oh, dude, fuck you. And I get hit by a mailbox, dude, and I flip over it like Eddie Guerrero style, dude, and I've landed on my ass and back, cut my whole forearm, and I look all disoriented, and I see my brother, that scum fuck, laughing at me. And, yeah, why did he tell you these things? I'm glad he brought up how much of a pussy I was on the basketball court. That's nuts, dude. Yeah, I was real a huge pussy. What else you got? What are you going to find out that I was baptized in a fucking grail of somebody's sweat, booty juice?
Oh, I used to call you Uncle Fester as a baby.
Yeah, dude. So, weirdly enough, I started this life bald, and as you can see, I'm ending it bald, too. So, my nickname that was given to me was Uncle Fester, which is a crazy thing for your dad to call you on your 5th birthday. But I was like, cool, man. Sick as fuck. Yeah. I was like a fat, bald boy, like Butterbean, Uncle Fester,
nice.
Fuck up, things.
Yeah.
That was kind of the... No, dude, I was a sick kid.
All right, we're going to fucking end this podcast episode with just going segment, segment, segment. We got 3 more. We're going to rapid fire them bitches because it's already fucking been like an hour. So...
Has it really?
Low key, dude. So I'm going to say a word and you're going to say whatever comes to mind. Peace out, Con.
Word up.
You ready?
This song is super fucking hard.
This song goes stupid tough. 3, 2, 1. Ass.
Ass? Titties, ass. Bro. What's up?
Boobs.
Titties.
Cream.
Titties, dude.
Dildo.
Dildo? My brother.
Erection.
My brother.
Fun.
Me.
Grandma.
Sad.
Happy.
Sad.
Icky.
Icky? Vicky, you're so sicky.
Hey, Vicky, you're oh so sicky. The sound of your voice.
Oh,
makes
word
me
up.
Jelk.
Joke?
Jelk.
Jelk? Made up fucking word, Giuliano.
Jelking?
Jelking, yeah.
Yeah, no, you know what jelking is?
No.
I'll explain that later.
Cool.
Knock.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Lamb.
Your mother. Your mother's who? Your mother's
pussy. No, anyway, continue.
Okay. Lamb.
Lamb chop.
Monster.
Nicki Minaj.
Nigga.
It's a difficult time in our country. And it is currently February 20th. Tomorrow is the 21st day of February.
Okay.
And I think that it's a really good time for us to turn on HBO and look at the section that provides us really in-depth look at the works of
niggas.
I'm shooting dice. And I'm airing out a fart.
I'm jerking a ghost.
Hey. Reverse. Mm. Hey, all ghost.
Right. Hold up.
Oh, fuck.
Ah, fuck off. All right. Xenon.
Xenon, bad bitch.
Yummy.
Yummy?
Mm-hmm.
Xenon.
Zest.
Zest?
Mm-hmm.
West Hollywood, baby.
Nice, okay, dude.
We got to wrap this shit up, by the way.
We're going to end this fudging podcast off with a little game that we like to play. Pretty much the whole point of this game is you're supposed to work. I'm going to pull out a bunch of memes, and you're just going to give them a caption.
Yeah. So I'm supposed to do what?
You just give it a caption.
Just give it a caption?
Yeah.
Hmm. Dude, it's so sad that the only things that come to mind are horrendous, bro. Give me a new one.
Come on!
That looks like an albino Don Cheadle.
Okay. Brittany Broski.
Brittany Broski.
No, that's because his name is Gavin. I can't believe
it. Mr. Incredible.
Oh. Ooh, that's mean.
This is what my personality looks like if it were a person.
Comes to mind when you see this.
Madam Web.
Okay. Oh, God. So
I didn't even see it.
I'm not even going.
I didn't even see it.
What comes to mind?
Dude, I can't. This is so sad how much I feel restricted right now.
Just fucking say it and we'll delete it out.
The movie Moonlight. Next.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that concludes today's episode of the Nectar University Podcast. I'm your boy, Giuliano Hodges, a.k.a. Giuliano So Cute Low Key, a.k.a. breast milk every day. So, let my boy Nicholas right here say his goodbyes.
Trying so hard, dude. All right, guys. Thanks for giving a fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if you made it this far into this podcast,
you gave a fuck.
You gave a fuck because you don't get.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is it. I don't know what I have left in the tank for you, man. I feel so sad that I could not really dive in on some of these.
Okay.
I feel like it's a little heartbreaking. I'm robbing you of the real Galarza experience. Only about a week left.